We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Blue Wire. With the seventh pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Penei Sewell, tackle, Oregon.
He's going to run it straight in. Jared Goff.
Carr, touchdown, Detroit Lions. TJ Hockenson, yes. They did it. They tied it. They're an extra point away from winning this game. Oh, baby, how big is that?
What is going on, guys? Welcome to not a Wednesday night, but a Tuesday night edition of a Twitter Spaces, as we are doing a little pre-Hard Knocks, I guess you could call, not watch party, but, you know, we're doing a little pre-Hard Knocks before we watch the first episode for the Detroit Lions Hard Knocks. We're going to hop on right after as well, as we watch the episode, which will probably be around 11 p.m. Eastern time, something around that time. It's about an hour of the episode, so we'll hop on immediately after. But we're doing a little pre-show. We're just going to talk about some things we're, you know, excited to watch on this episode of Hard Knocks, some things we've seen in camp, some things we thought were interesting around the lines. There's a lot of stuff to talk about. It was a very interesting morning in the NFL. You heard just a lot of news regarding not only the Lions, but some other teams around the NFC North. Star linebacker Roquan Smith requesting a trade out of Chicago. Young offensive lineman from the Jets, Mekhi Becton, he suffers another serious injury. So there's a lot of stuff going around the NFL. But I got my two boys with me, Mr. Malcolm Hart, Pierre. How you boys doing? How you guys feeling before the premiere of Hard Knocks?
I'm doing okay, man. I'm feeling better. Malcolm, what's up with you, bro?
Lions country. Let's ride. Let's ride, man.
You ready?
Woo! How y'all doing, man?
You ready, man?
I'm ready, man. How y'all, man? Are y'all ready? I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting for this moment for years.
Yeah.
A long time, man. It's been a long time, man, that I've been wanting the Detroit Lions to be on Hard Knocks, and it's finally here. We're less than an hour away. Man, I'm excited, man.
Now that
Lions country, man. Lions country. Let's ride.
Now that it's officially an hour or less away, like, is that same feeling that you have always wanted? Do you feel it right now? Like, does this feel like a game for you almost too? Like, what's your exact feeling right now?
Well, you know what? I'm almost there. I'm almost at that feeling like a game, almost there, but it's not quite there. Like that game feeling when you wake up and you're like, oh shit, it's football Sunday, the Lions play. Like, it's a different feeling, but
yeah,
this is close. This is pretty close.
I agree. This is my yearly subscription to HBO Max. I don't have an HBO throughout the whole year. I only get it for this time of year, and to have it on my football team, Hard Knocks, is going to be an extra special thing this year. So you know, I'm definitely excited for that tonight for sure. But
I think the last Hard Knocks I watched was the one with the Miami Dolphins. That's how long this is going.
Sheesh. Yeah. It's a while.
It's been a while. I kind of been boycotting it. I'm like, damn it, they don't want to put my Lions on there. Well, screw them.
I boycotted them last year. I didn't give a shit about the Cowboys. That was like one I just did not give two shits about. I didn't watch it throughout the season. But I actually watched it today because I was just so amped up for Hard Knocks and just wanted to watch something football. So I watched the last one of the Colts where, you know, they had to make the playoffs if they beat the Jaguars week 18.
Bro, did they show it? Did they show that moment?
Yeah, man. It was interesting. It was definitely interesting. So I went back and watched it because I didn't watch it throughout the season. And, you know, it just got me more excited for Hard Knocks. I'm excited, dude, today. Just to, you know, one thing I'm really excited for is my favorite part about Hard Knocks is the rookies. And something about the rookies where they have to go up to the stage in front of their whole team and they have to sing something. And it seems like Aiden Hutchinson, it's been leaked. It looks like he's going to be singing Billy Joel tonight on Hard Knocks. So I'm excited to see, you know, our rookie start singing.
Is it that or is it Billy Jean?
Billy Jean. Did I say Billy Joel? I said Billy.
You said Billy Jones. Jesus. Yeah.
My fault. Yeah, no, Billy Jean.
Billy
yeah.
Jean.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson,
yeah.
Let's go, man.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that. I want to see – because one of my favorite Hard Knocks memory was Max Crosby a couple of years ago. Was when he was singing T-Pain in front of the whole Raiders locker room. Wait. So I'm excited to see Hutchinson and the other guys sing in front of their teammates.
Wait, time out. He did T-Pain?
Yeah, he did buy you a drink. He did buy you a drink by T-Pain. That was amazing. So I want to see what the guys got today for the rookies. It's gonna be funny. What are you guys looking forward to today?
Well, other than the stuff you mentioned, like I'm looking for the stuff off the field in the meeting rooms. How do the players respond to like criticisms and how do the coaches coach them up? Because we saw with the previous staff, like we heard, we didn't see it, but basically they just call you out. Mother F you, mother F that, everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to see how Glenn, AP, Ben Johnson, Dan Campbell, how do they show the film study? How do they tell their guys what they're doing wrong, what they're doing right? That's what I'm interested in.
Malcolm, what about you, man? What are you looking forward to?
I mean, I'm looking for everything you guys just said just now. Also, the attitude of the players, how they take in everything when the coaches are, you know, maybe are a little bit tougher on them. I want to see those moments. I want to see, like, those moments, like, if there's a moment where the coaches are, like, really tough on the player and just to see how they take it, man. I'm interested to see all that stuff, man.
Something I think fans are going to really, you know, latch onto, and I think everyone loves this coaching staff, you know, with all the former players on it. And I think you saw a little glimpse of it if you guys watched the Inside the Den episode of the Lions release yesterday, is the competitiveness throughout the coaching staff. Like, I was today in Allen Park, and I saw a little glimpse of it. Deuce Staley is a shit talker, man. And not just Deuce. You got the whole coaching staff just talking shit to each other for, you know, they're backing up their units. You got Deuce backing up the RBs. You got Todd Walsh backing up the D-line. You got Aaron Glenn in the, you know, with the DBs and just the defense in general. I think we're going to see emphasis on that tonight on Hard Knocks. I mean, I thought it was amazing. I think seeing it up close with all the cameras, I think it's going to be extra special. Just seeing a little bit on Inside the Den and seeing a little bit in person today in Allen Park.
That Inside the Den episode was phenomenal, by the way.
Yeah, I think we're going to get just a crack more version of that tonight with Hard Knocks. I mean, I think you got like a good like little tease in that Inside the Den episode. I think this Hard Knocks episode, if anyone has watched Hard Knocks before, I mean, there's a lot, man. There's a lot of good stuff in there for sure.
Yeah, that's the thing. I haven't watched Hard Knocks in years.
Mm-hmm.
So I just can't wait to see how everything, you know, gets put together, man.
Okay, I want to take some votes right now between, you know, the three of us. Who's your guys' prediction is going to be that Hard Knock star this year? And, you know, I think sometimes people just assume it's going to be the quarterback. Like, oh, it's going to be Jared Goff. It's going to be the big name TJ Hockenson or, you know, something along those lines. But something that Hard Knocks, I think, does a really good job of, they really get those under-the-radar guys, maybe some you haven't heard of or you didn't know much about. Like, for me, when I was watching, it was the 2020 Hard Knocks. It was the L.A. one where they did the Rams and Chargers. A guy I kind of, like, just started liking and started to follow, like, you know, just to see what he's up to. And he's now on the Lions, Juju Hughes. I thought he was just an interesting character, plays with a toothpick in his mouth. And I actually saw him today, and I mentioned that to him. Like, and he showed me he still plays with a fucking toothpick in his mouth. That is insane to me. I don't know how he plays with a toothpick in his mouth. But he still does it to this day. In 2019, another line, JC Kabinda, he was a big Hard Knock star. You saw like the story with him and his mom and how his mom travels to all the games. Who's your guys' prediction is going to be that Hard Knock star? I'll start off with you, Malcolm.
Wow. I mean, I'm not going to say that it's going to be Jason Kabinda, because he already was a star when he was on Hard Knocks before. This is a tough one, man. I mean, the given name will probably be, will be Jamal Williams.
Yep.
But I think that's too easy. Let me try to, you know, go down the, you know, dig in the box here real quick. Who do I think will be the star? I think it's going to be one of those undrafted guys.
Okay. Do you have a name or you just going undrafted guy? Looking at the list right now, as far as undrafted, would be interesting. I mean, it's just sometimes guys you don't expect to be interesting and they end up being, you know, the best guys on the show. Like, you seem to latch onto them the most.
Man, I don't know. I mean, I'm just going to stick with Jamal Williams because he's too much of a character, man. I think he's too much of a character for them to not have him be the star of this Hard Knocks.
That's fair. I think he is. I mean, you already saw the little preview that the Lions and the NFL has already posted of him breaking down the team huddle of practice a couple days ago. I mean, you know, that was very emotional. You saw from Jamal Williams, obviously. So I think that's obviously a good answer. Pierre, who's a guy you think is going to be a Hard Knock star?
So I'm assuming Jamal Williams and Hutch are going to be stars, but I got two guys. Okay. Pascal, if like the cameras allowed to follow him, just his journey with cancer and everything. Mm-hmm. And then J.B. Jacobs, like he lost his mother at a young age. He made the NFL last year. He started, and then he tore his ACL. Yeah. So I'm going to go with Pascal and Jacobs, like other than the two Ivies, which is Hutch and Williams.
I get one, and I feel like this guy – I tweeted it yesterday. I think he's going to have a captain patch this year, and it's Tracy Walker. I think he's really grown so much from his rookie season to what he is now. He got his extension. He even said to the media a couple of days ago that he even took a little less money to stick around in Detroit because Detroit is home to him, and he wants to build something here. I think Tracy, if he isn't already a fan favorite, I think he's really going to come more of a fan favorite. I think there's going to be more 21 jerseys in the stands this year. And I think Hard Knocks is going to be a good show for him to get more of a fan base and more of an audience. I think a lot of people already love Tracy, but I just feel like his audience is going to be even, you know, I think he's going to get more fans after this. And I think he's going to be more known around the league. Not just in Detroit. I think he's going to be more known around the league after this Hard Knocks. And it seems like his kid has been getting some love around the cameras too. So I think we could definitely look for something like that tonight on Hard Knocks. So
that's a good one.
Yeah, I'm looking to Tracy.
Yeah, that's a real good one.
I think Jeff Okuda is going to be interesting too. You know, he's coming back from an injury. I think there's an interesting story with him for sure.
Very interesting story.
At a young age, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So that's a good one. That's another good one, too. Coming off torn Achilles, maybe they show, like, how he's dealt with that and what he has to do and stuff. Should we bring people up or?
Yeah, let's do it. I got one more name. I'm just looking through the roster right now. I got one more name. I wouldn't be shocked if this guy is a little bit of a storyline throughout the Hard Knocks. I'm going to go with Devin Funchess. And the reason why I'm saying that is because he's obviously had a really interesting career, kind of had a high point in his career in Carolina, kind of, you know, has been on, you know, he hasn't really done much the last couple of years. He switched positions. He's from Michigan. He's coming to play for his hometown team. I could see this being a little storyline here with Funchess, potentially. All right. Yeah, we can get some requests, get some people's perspective, what they're looking forward to tonight. It looks like we got one already. Okay.
Who are you there?
Yes, sir. Okay, yeah, I was just waiting. Yeah.
What's up, man? How you doing?
What's up, fellas? Happy Hard Knocks Day.
What's going on, man?
Yeah, I like the topic that you guys brought up about, like, who else besides, like, the quarterback, right, you're interested in. And, of course, like, for me, I was actually thinking about that, and I was so glad I got on here. So I was like, my two would probably be Aleem McNeil because he has that that musician career, that rap career. So, and we always hear these little nuggets about him, you know, about his nickname is Dream Buttercup. And we kind of see a little bit of his just like laid back, chill nature. And it's just amazing to see like a 320 pound man just be that physical, you know, because, you know, and I just thought he would be very interesting to see like on the field, on practice. And like, obviously Penei Sewell, dude, like I want to see I made a joke post one day, and I think it was the one-on-one reps from like POD or whatever, you know how it goes on Twitter. And I was like, man, I would kill to see like three fights between him and Aiden on Hard Knocks. So just for entertainment value, obviously. So yeah, those two would be my favorite, you know, targets to look out for.
That was my most, like when I went to training camp today, that was the thing I was looking forward to the most, is watching Aiden Hutchinson and Penei Sewell one-on-one reps. I think it's so fascinating because I think they're both phenomenal athletes and they're both be phenomenal football players. And just to see two guys that are great at their position go one-on-one versus each other, it's fun, man. It's a lot of fun watching those two go at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I just thought of another name. Last year, Craig Reynolds, he goes from Netflix. Now they call him Hulu, right? He has a great story as well. He's bounced around the league a little.
That's his nickname now? He went from Netflix to Hulu?
That's awesome.
Yeah. Deuce joked about it, yeah.
Wow.
Apparently Hulu's better than Netflix. I mean...
I was going to say, what is the context behind that? Like, what makes it so different? They're the same fucking service, I feel like.
I think Netflix still has a one up on Hulu.
Well, he basically said he upgraded, so like whatever.
They couldn't make him like HBO, right? Hard Knocks, something.
HBO Max, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, it's just cool, like his story though. Like he bounced around the league. The Lions add him last year. He sticks around. Now he's the running back three of the team.
Yeah, I think JD is another name we could look for. You know, he left for a year. He went to New York. He's coming back. New coaching staff. You know what's fucking crazy about Jared Davis? Just in Detroit, I'm not going to even count his time in New York because he didn't, you know, he got injured very early in that time. I'm not going to even count that time. This is his third different coach in Detroit. Jared Davis was drafted in 2017. This is his third coach in Detroit.
Yeah, he played under Caldwell, Patricia, now Campbell.
That is wild to me.
I mean, yeah.
So I'm looking forward to seeing JD tonight. What else, man? Who else is on this roster that could be interesting? Jack Fox, maybe? Punter? I love Jack Fox.
Fellas, I forgot. Obviously, you got to show love to Frank Ragnow and his Grizzly Man Outdoors. I want to see how common he quotes it.
Frank Ragnow, he had an interesting it looks like they teased a little bit of it. He said Applebee's is a top three restaurant. What's your guys' opinion on that?
Oh.
Yeah.
He said what?
Bro.
Top what?
Top three.
Top Hell three. No, absolutely not.
Is it okay? Okay. What about for chain food? I mean, it's not a bad option. I mean, go after 10 o'clock. You know, tonight, Hard Knocks.
I'd rather go to B-Dubs.
You can get some half off apps at Applebee's.
I'll go any other place before Applebee's.
That's just disrespectful.
I'll go to Chili's before Applebee's. I'll go to TGI Friday before Applebee's.
No, man, I disagree. I disagree.
Yeah, no.
I'm not an Applebee's advocate by any means, but like, I mean.
Yeah, you are.
But after 10 o'clock, you know, get some half off apps. I think it's worth it, dude.
Three or four years I've had Applebee's.
I had it last week.
That's why. You're still in that. You just had it. So you're in that mood. Like, no. I don't know. Yeah, top three? Hell no.
It's not top three, but as far as a chain restaurant, like actual sit down, not counting fast food, I don't think that's a, I don't think that's a bad take. I don't think it's a bad take at all.
All right. Does anyone else want to come up, or not necessarily a star, but if you have any thoughts on tonight's show or anything you have on your mind?
We could even talk training camp too, if you guys want.
Training camp, like, we have some time here.
We got a good 7 minutes, guys. So whoever comes up, make it quick. I guess that's it.
Yeah, all right.
This is a really quick, short show.
Can I give some quick training camp notes I saw today?
Yes, man, please. You were there today. I want to hear some. Yo, I actually want to hear from you today because you have a speaker?
We have two of them.
Okay. My one quick note before the speaker comes in. Darren Paulo, still sorry. He will not make this team. Sorry. Okay. That's my training camp note for the day.
I thought he was going to say he was going to be your Hard Knock star or something.
Darren Powell is a hard knock star. I'm turning off the show.
All right, let's be nice. Ratings here. Will drop.
I'm canceling my subscription immediately.
Ratings will drop immediately.
HBO Sports and the NFL Films are partnering with the Detroit Lions for an unfiltered, all-access look at what it takes to make it in the National Football League with Hard Knocks, training camp with the Detroit Lions. This season will chronicle head coach Dan Campbell entering his second season, leading an intriguing mix of young emerging stars and established veterans throughout training camp and the preseason. Hard Knocks will mark the 17th edition of the 18-time Sports Emmy winning series and the most acclaimed serialized sports series on television. Stream the new season now on HBO Max. Hard Knocks, training camp with the Detroit Lions. Hey, Pride Podcast listeners, it's your boy Malcolm here, and if you're a sports bettor like me, let me tell you about OddsTraders. OddsTraders is a place to compare all odds from all major sports books. You can also compare the different sign-up codes and promotional codes from different sportsbooks to get the best deal. This app also provides player stats, key game stats, injury reports, projected game day weather, so the bettors can make the most informed bets as possible. This app also has bet trackers so bettors can keep records of all their games and betting activity. Looking to maximize your bets? Go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. Again, that's oddstrader.com/bluewire. Odds Traders, the number one site for your game day bets.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Tink, what's up, man?
Tink.
How's it going, yep. Tink?
Also, I don't want to see Scott Dalen in Hard Knocks either.
He just got it. Why?
I'm still salty, but he took me a while.
Still? It's been a whole year.
I'm still salty.
It's been a whole year, man. Let that go.
All right, I'm going to remove Tink. Looks like he's having some connection issues. If he wants to come back up, he can request.
Get the Nighthawk.
I'm going to bring up Nighthawk.
That man, Nighthawk sounds like a superhero.
The Nighthawk.
Sounds like a vigilante.
Nighthawk, what's up, man?
How's it going?
You're on mute, Nighthawk. It's probably your mask. Take off your mask and your cape.
Okay, Nighthawk is not here either.
He's the man with a very
little. Yo.
Oh, there he is. There's
an unmute button, I guess.
Yep. Yes, it is. What's going on, Nighthawk?
Oh, you know, just another day, man. Your little California Lions fan, big listener of the Pride. So I'm excited just as much as the next guy. So let's get it, dude.
Let me ask you a question. Before I ask you a question, where did the Nighthawk name come from?
Nighthawk. Okay, so it's actually like a joke between my sister and I. I'm Nighthawk and she's Dragon. So if you're a if you've watched Step Brothers or so.
Got you. Yep, I get it.
I'm not a movie guy, so Malcolm knows I always.
Step Brothers is a very, very, very funny movie. You should definitely watch it. I recommend it for both of you guys.
Yeah, man, for sure. Step Brothers is like, I think I know it like line by line now, but it's pretty tight, dude.
All right, so what's your question, man?
Okay, so my question is to every single one of you guys, truthfully, how we think the Lions are going to do this year. Truthfully, don't give me nothing. No, anything that's wrong. Truthfully, what are we thinking here?
All right, go Tyler.
I'm not letting Hard Knocks, I'm not letting my, you know, excitement for this team change my perspective on the team. I'm still think this team's a 7-win team. I think they could be better than what people expect. You know, maybe they can get hot towards the end of the year. NFC is not all that of a conference this year. Maybe the Lions could win more games than 7 and like slip into that 7th spot in the wild card, maybe even the 6th spot. But I'm going to keep my expectations more tamper. I think 7 wins would be a successful season. I don't think it would be like an overachieving year by any means, but I think they would be, you know, you got the job done what I expected this year. So I'm going to stick with 7.
Beer?
Agreed. Okay.
Beer?
I'm with Tyler.
You with Tyler? All right. I mean, I'm going to say this. Everybody's saying 7 wins. I'm looking at the schedule. I'm looking at the way this team is built right now. I'm going to say – I'm not going to put a number. I'm going to say they're going to overachieve. That's all I'm going to say.
So that's past 7 wins overachieving.
That's past 7 wins.
Okay.
Because the way the schedule is, like you look at it, I think what they have, like the second weakest schedule in NFL –
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know, man. Our division's getting weaker. I just don't. 7 wins seems very. It seems like it's almost like a given. Like I could close my eyes and just pick 7 teams that are guaranteed wins. Not really. No wins guaranteed, but it's like, all right, these are 7 wins the Lions should win if I just look at the schedule. Now, you do that, and then you say, all right, are there some maybe games on there that they might have a chance? Yeah, there's some of those games on there as well. So I'm going to say they're just going to overachieve, man. I think 7 wins with the schedule is too low.
I'm
just leave it at that.
I do agree. I think that the Lions, when it comes to, like, the schedule, and last year I had high hopes. I know that was a strong team. You know, they were almost there almost every game. I mean, we're going to exclude that Eagles game. I'm going to call it, like, a fluke, you know, okay? But they were there, and I think after a year with everybody kind of connecting and all the heart that I've been seeing, I think this is going to be a game changer for sure.
So what's your expectation, Nighthawk? Where are you sitting at? Like, what's your expectation for the season?
My expectation, I'm going to say 7+. You know, I'm going to agree on 7, but I'm going to say 7+ just because I've waited too long for it, you know? Like,
I don't know.
They got a boom. They got to give me something.
Fair enough. All right, appreciate your time, man.
All right, you guys take care, all right?
Sure.
We got one more speaker, and then we'll call it a night.
All right. Yeah, I think
we're not really a night, because we're going to be right back.
Well, that's like, that. I mean, like, for now.
A show. Yeah. CJ.
How's it going, CJ?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
I just wanted to get your thoughts on what do you guys think. Kind of came in late. You might have already touched base on this, but I mean, what are your thoughts on the unofficial depth chart moving into preseason?
That's not made by the coaches. That's made by the media members. Mm-hmm. So, like, I really don't care about it, honestly. But the two things that did stick out, though, was Will Harris at CB2. And then Malcolm Rodriguez was, like, the last linebacker on the depth chart.
That kind of – those were two concerns for me as well. So I'm glad that you – we kind of, you know, are basically blind in that aspect.
But, like, I'll just put a little warning to, like, our listeners here. That's made by, like,
the media members. Right. It's like AP.
Yeah, it's not made by the coaches or anything.
And that's why I premised it, like, unofficial depth chart. I guess. Just say it. But, I mean, Okudu, I mean, is that basically saying that Jeff Okudu may be injured and gave Harris the – from a, I guess, a beat writer or basically, yeah.
I don't think it's an injury. I think it's more of, I think it's a closer competition than people are kind of expecting or giving it. I mean, I know it sounds shocking that Will Harris could be ahead of Jeff Okuda, but I mean, I've only been there 2 days, so I don't want to, you know, act like I've been there every single practice and seen every rep of Jeff Okuda and Will Harris. But just being there today, Will Harris, I thought, got more of the first team reps compared to Okuda. You saw Okuda work with the second team. You saw Will work with the second team as well. But majority of the reps, first team today at least, was going more towards Will Harris. So I see why the media did that. And they, as of right now, put Will Harris ahead of Okuda in the depth chart.
I think they, like, flip-flop him every practice. That's what I, like.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. It's a competition right now. It's going to be down to the wire who ends up winning the starting CB2 spot. I think they both have had their moments, good and bad. I think every defensive back on this team have had their moments, good and bad. I don't think any of them have been spectacular by any means. But, yeah, I wouldn't be shocked either way if it's Will or if it's Okuda, honestly.
That's fair. I mean, yeah, I mean, obviously, I think there might be some kind of caveat there. When Okuda didn't practice Friday, he wasn't available for the, I believe, Saturday.
Yep.
Ford Field.
Yeah, that was rest, apparently. That's what they said.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that might attribute to some perspective with the beat writers.
Possible.
But, I mean, yeah, going back to your take on the Hard Knocks, I mean, I think they're going to showcase – I mean, if I can give my personal opinion, it's really not a question. I mean, it's going to be like Detroit's first time. And obviously, from a national standpoint, Detroit Lions aren't that – don't get that much recognition. So I think they're going to focus on basically a lot of the stars, I guess, or personalities. I would love to see a lot of the people that aren't there, but I mean, just to start the show and basically from a rating standpoint, I think it's going to be really heavily focused on Jamal Williams, Dan Campbell, and they've basically kind of, you know, sneak peek per se. You can't see my air quotes. And the AG and Deuce, you know, like rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what they may showcase tonight. I mean, I think further down the line, once they get, you know, like basically they're going to come up with a bang. Like it's 4th of July. It's the first. They're coming up. Like grand opening. And not really sure how they're going to basically finish it off with the grand finale, but what are your thoughts on that?
I think, like you said, Campbell and Jamal Williams, I think they will be a big focal point of the episode. I think there's going to be a guy or two at least that they usually like to focus on, some under-the-radar guys throughout the whole 5 episodes. So I think we'll probably see a guy or two you might not necessarily expect. And we mentioned some guys maybe that they could foul. It could be a borderline 53 guy. They usually choose a couple of those guys, borderline 53 guys, and they like to focus the cameras on them for, you know, the whole season. I think we're going to figure out 2 or 3 guys just in this episode of who they're going to focus around, you know, for the 5 episodes.
Correct. I mean, I agree with that.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see who those, you know, 2 to 3 guys are, or if it's more, or if it's less, but I think we'll definitely, you know, we'll definitely get that today.
That's right.
Okay. Thanks, hey, CJ.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks for your time, man. Good talking to you all. You all have a good one. And, you know, let's, you know, one pride. That's where we're at.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Ride.
Exactly.
Lions country. Let's ride.
All right. I think that's all we got. That was real good, guys. That was real good. And we'll see you guys after the episode of Hard Knocks. Like I said, it's going to be probably around 11 p.m. Eastern time. So we'll be right here live on Twitter. And then we have some also exciting news I want to get into. Malcolm, you want to go ahead and reveal the exciting news that we kind of just locked up this
week?
Yeah,
man. So we have we were trying something new. We actually are going to start streaming some of the games and going live while streaming it with this program called Playback that we just got signed and dealt with. So we're going to start doing that on the first preseason game. So we're going to pull all the info on Twitter, so everybody can get signed up. It's nothing you really have to pay. All you have to do is pretty much just put in your cable subscriber, so you're able to watch the game while we're watching it, and we can all talk about the game, and then pretty much have like a live party pretty much going on. So it's gonna be pretty cool. We're starting that this Friday on the first preseason game, just to see how it is, and yo, we got more info on that coming soon. So you know, look out for that.
So something. Also, go ahead, Pierre.
We have a very special guest coming on this week. That should be on your feeds.
This week. I'm gonna be busy. This week.
Yeah. So you guys love this guest. You guys know him. Can't say who it is, but you'll see who it is.
Yeah. And something just to go back real quickly on the playback thing we were doing this Friday with the preseason, hopefully bringing it into the regular season most likely. Something that we don't have this option on Twitter that we're going to have there is that there's going to be a chat box feature. So we could actually see what you guys are typing, you know, as the game is going on. And it's going to be all perfectly in sync if you guys are watching it with us, like as long as you're not watching on another TV or whatever. It's going to be all perfectly in sync. So definitely looking forward to that, man. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, man. Let's go.
And with that, that's all we got. And again, yeah, we'll be back right after the episode of Hard Knocks. So peace out for now, guys.
All right, guys. Peace.
Yerp. I'm out. Peace.